What was your husband's name?
Marvin E. Ashball.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at church, Holy Family Catholic Church. I saw him going to Mass, hiding my brushing up the steps to get to the late Mass, and I was going up to late Mass. Time after time, another girl and I, and I think he had a friend, we going up the long steps to get to Mass sometime. And so one time he said, why don't we all have coffee together?
How old would you have been then?
I don't know.
And was he your age or much older than you? Or?
No. Everybody that I've ever known is younger than me. In my lifetime, most of my friends are 30 and 40 years younger than me because they're the ones that I talk to and the ones that I understand.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
1934.
So you were married in 1934.
Yeah.
And you were 24 years old.
Uh-huh.
And so you married a younger man.
Always. I have younger friends.
But your husband was 4 years younger than you.
Yes,
Your husband went into the military, into the service?
Yes.
He was a musician.
Yes.
What type of musician?
Piano. Piano and composer. An orchestra leader. If you're a piano man, you have bands. He was excellent piano, excellent, and a composer.
Who did he work for when he was in California?
Walt Disney. Not always. Otherwise, you just worked around the different clubs. You worked wherever they needed a piano around.
Right. So then he was a staff pianist for Walt Disney.
Yes.
Did he ever meet Walt Disney?
Did I meet Walt Disney? Yes.
What was he like?
I just met him, that's all. He was very nice.
But your husband worked for him.
Yes,
And would have known him.
Yeah, yeah.
And those two got along fine then.
Yeah.
There was the Mouseketeers show. Did he play for the Mouseketeers?
Yes, he traveled with them and played for them.
Did you travel with him when he would?
No. I worked all my life.
What kind of work?
Secretary. Executive secretary work,
okay.
Always.
And who would you work for? What kind of companies?
Well, most of the time it's Chestnut and Smith. Yeah.
And then you worked for a musicians union in California?
Yes.
How old were you when you retired?
96.
You worked till you were 96 mm-hmm. years old?
Yes.
And that was full time, wasn't it?
Because I was probably working with people 40 years younger. I always move with people 40 years younger than me, okay.
And maybe that's what kept you so young, is...
I think so.
Those younger people.
Yes.
But you worked till you were 96. Did you work just because you liked to be around people?
No, I need the money.
At 96, you needed the money?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you know how fortunate you were to go to work... 93, 94. Nobody could believe, I'm sure, that you were 96 years old.
Well, I'm sure they didn't know. I'd be 30 or 40 years younger, or as young as I could get by with. Do I look like 105?
You do not at all.
Okay.
You look like you're 85.
Okay.
Nobody believed when you were working that you were 95. I'm sure they didn't know that.
They didn't know I was. No. I wouldn't tell that.
No, you wouldn't. How many years were you married to Marvin?
34 years.
34 years. And you never remarried?
No.
Is that him?
I have a boyfriend.
Now you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Here at Forest Hills? Oh, you have a boyfriend in California?
Yes.
And how old is he? 114?
No, he's...
He's 19.
Teresa said he's 19 years younger than you.
Yeah, okay.
How long were you boyfriend and girlfriend? Many years?
A lot.
30 years?
A long time.
And why didn't you get married?
Because I don't want to get married again. I guess he didn't either. So.
Right. You recently moved back from California here to Oklahoma.
Yes.
And so you left him back there.
Yeah.
Was he pretty sad about that?
Yeah.
Are you able to talk to him now?
Oh, yeah. I talk every day, yes.
Would he like to come here and see you and visit with you here?
I don't think he can travel like that. He lives with his son, and I talk to him every day.
So you're 105 and you have a boyfriend.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.